Fall has just begun, so this is a good time to talk about a certain song, a pop melody from a forgotten French movie that has become one of the most played jazz standards. The many recordings of the 1945 song Autumn Leaves show how obscure tunes can become jazz staples. Autumn Leaves was written by Hungarian composer Joseph Kozma and used in the movie Gates of the Night, starring Yves Montand. The show's 1949 American release didn't have success at the box office, but some sentimental versions of the tune made it to the charts, including the absolutely maudlin Roger Williams arrangement that hit number one in 1955. Things got interesting, though, when jazz musicians figured out it's a fun tune to improvise over. Sometimes the beauty of jazz comes from a clash of styles, cultures, and generations. We're listening to Miles Davis playing Autumn Leaves on Cannonball Adderley's 1958 version. Here are the hippest of hipsters, wearing berets and dark glasses, using a ubiquitous pop song as a platform for personal expression in a completely different style and context. They must be trying to cultivate a sense of irony. Check out how cool we can play this sappy tune. Part of the fun of being in a jazz club is hearing a completely original impromptu version of a song that you could have heard earlier that night on a Broadway stage or in a movie theater. The great players are larcenous and subversive, using serious songs as a source for infinite jest, and when they play, they are letting you in on the joke. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
Of course, we're hearing Autumn Leaves there as we welcome you into musical space. I'm Fletcher Powell, here with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Glad to be here, Fletcher.
Yeah, and if you're a fan of Autumn Leaves, well, we've got a lot of fun for you today. If you're not a fan of Autumn Leaves, it's okay, stick around, because it's really interesting to hear these different takes on this tune.
Right. I should maybe apologize for just listening to the same tune over and over. But now you know what it's like sitting in a symphony rehearsal, right?
Well, so we were listening there to Miles Davis and Cannonball Adderley. Let's move on to Roger Williams.
Yeah, okay, let's get this one over with.
Uh-huh.
Do you know this version? Oh, boy, it is sappy. I remember it was still kind of on the radio on WCCO-FM in Minneapolis when we were driving around in the car. And I remembering how dumb it was even then.
Even back then.
But yeah, he made the top of the charts, and it is impressive. You know, he's got some piano chops. So yeah, this is Roger Williams, Autumn Leaves from 1955.
Thank you.
So jumping back into the jazz world, certainly someone who interprets this beautifully, Bill Evans.
Yeah, from the ridiculous to the sublime, right? Yeah, he's his style is just amazing and so effortless. And he's always bringing in these really beautiful colors. There are little rhythmic things that the band kind of picks up on. And this just happened a few years later in 1959. So it's from the album Portraits in Jazz.
Move along just a couple of years later to 1961, the Wynton Kelly Trio. Tell me what's interesting about this version.
Yeah, I decided to put like the two pianists that are the great early pianists in Miles Davis bands. And so, okay, we've hit Miles Davis three times now.
Well, he's always there.
He's the dude. Yeah. Wynton Kelly Trio. This is with some other Miles Davis alum, Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. His version, Autumn Leaves, from the Wynton Kelly with an exclamation point from 1961. This will be a nice way of contrasting the styles of these two guys.
Then a much more recent version, also on piano, but this a solo piano version.
Yeah, I wanted to do some solo piano stuff. Kenny Barron is, I don't know, he might just be the greatest pianist ever in history. he's very much alive. I think he's in his 90s now. So I put him back in these 1950s and 60s kind of class because he's coming from that style. But the clarity of his technique, the rhythmic intensity, everything is perfect about this this performance. This is from his 2013 album, Beautiful Love.
And now here's an example of just how far out, I guess, you can take this tune. You said this Keith Jarrett version's more than 26 minutes long.
Right, yeah. Keith Jarrett, you know, back in the 70s, he was really cutting edge and doing these really amazing improvised things. And then he just kind of realized that he can bring his ideas across just by playing standards. So his standards trio is really just amazing for how much they can take any tune like Autumn Leaves. This version is over 26 minutes long. The versions, the choruses just spin out and spin out and spin out. His ideas are so unique and always profound, never cliche. This is from Keith Jarrett at the Blue Note. This is a 6-CD set, which everybody should listen to. It's from 1995.
Thank you.
And then we'll close out with a version I have not heard, but that I'm really looking forward to hearing from Julian Lage.
Yeah. Sorry for all the piano. So I figured I'd put a guitarist on here. This guitarist is just amazing. He's a young guy, but he's just tearing it up. Julian Lage. This is from a little-known album that he did in 2011 called Gladwell.
Well, a good way to start off the fall with a deep dive into autumn leaves. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks so much, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell. Thank you.